Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Wine O'Clock. We are here to get your weekend started right. And Bron and I are having a big recording day today, and we feel good about it. We're recording one more episode after this as well
with
the wonderful Tom Ballard. Maybe that episode's already come out. Probably. It hasn't.
Almost certainly.
Who knows? Let's go, girls. Let's have a good time. You ready?
Yes, dancing.
Please.
I love
little dance move that you just did.
Oh, thank you. I can do it again.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's Latino.
Yeah, it might be. It's fun.
I'm going to break my back. It's I Love Friday. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
What are
you
drinking?
I'm drinking a goddamn coffee right now, but I'm about to have a Jans.
I'm having a Jans right now.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm having Jans. I've filled up my Frank Green with Jans.
Yeah. People on the YouTube channel just go, you're absolutely not.
So sparkly,
coming up the straw. You're crying. Come through out your nose. You're like, oh, God, too much Jans. Never too much Jans, in my opinion.
Exactly. That's what my Auntie Jan says.
That's what Auntie Jan says. Hey, Bron, I found today little birthday things you can write in birthday cards, right? Mm-hmm. Do you ever get stuck on that? Or are you? I imagine you'd be a fun person in birthday cards. You write something fun.
Yeah. But sometimes it takes you by surprise just how when you fuck it up.
And
you're like, oh, I thought that was going to be, but you've already written in pen.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you're like, well, I'm just going to have to commit to this dreadful, dreadful sentence I'm writing, which is like, I hope you have a very good wedding together. And then also marriage.
Yes.
From Bron and Lucas.
You're writing some people's birthdays.
Yeah.
Have a good wedding.
Yeah.
That's fun. I like that.
And marriage.
I often get cards, you know, for like, you know, if it's someone's birthday, like if it's your birthday and I get you, you're 5 years old today or something fun like that.
And I
cross out five and I write, you know, like I just
500.
Cross out 500. 500 years old, lol. Really brutal.
So rude.
Stop being so rude about my age.
I'm actually
37. I look fantastic.
I used to get my kids to choose the card.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it was always something ridiculous.
Deepest condolences.
Yeah. Exactly. My sympathies. And it's like, like a crying angel.
Actually beautiful.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Good luck to you. Happy birthday.
You're dying.
That's quite nice. Yeah, that is quite beautiful. Yeah. Well, I found these for birthday cards because aunties love writing a funny little thing on your special day in a birthday card.
Yeah.
I thought this was quite fun. And they put like maybe a $10 note in there and sticky tape it there.
Oh my God. I used to get my aunties used to send me money, me and my brothers and sisters money in the mail because mum was a single mum. She used to take the money out before she gave us the card.
Just a card.
Yeah,
just
got a card.
Hope you enjoy this little something.
Thanks,
spend
Annie
it on
Will.
Something good. And go, how do I spend a card? You were like really worried about the economy when you're growing up. You're like, how do you spend a card, mum? Mum? Wow, good on mum.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun. But you never had the money.
Never got the money. Mum just took it. Or a pack of ciggies.
I think your mum's hilarious.
Always.
So you got this. I always limit my budget on buying birthday gifts according to what that person gave me as a gift on my birthday.
So
enjoy your
spiteful.
Gift of nothing.
So spiteful.
Yeah.
That lady is going to die alone.
That's a hilarious auntie though. Happy birthday to one of the few people whose birthdays I can remember without a Facebook reminder. That's very auntie-esque, isn't
that
it,
to
write that? Yeah.
Because they're always on Facebook.
Always on Facebook. They're
so
always commenting something.
So how are they supposed to remember?
How can I remember anything at the moment?
Oh, my God. I have had it up to here.
May your Facebook wall be filled with birthday wishes from people you've never met, haven't seen in years, or genuinely couldn't care less about. Well, like that from an auntie.
That's so.
It's also not called a Facebook wall anymore, auntie. It's called a timeline. Look that up. I'd say that. Yep.
Would you say that?
I would say that. I'd say that, like snapping really fast like that.
I wouldn't say that.
Forget about the past. You can't change it. Forget about the future. You can't predict it. Forget about the present. I didn't get you one.
That's funny.
You think that's fun?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Also, like brutal.
Yeah, really.
Because
not that yet.
Also, like you've read the card hoping that it has like the little surprise at the end and there's a scratchy stuck to the back of your door.
It's already scratched.
Yeah. You didn't win anything.
You didn't win anything. Just letting you know you didn't win.
I just wanted to do it for you. Just took out one burden away from you.
Just letting
you're
you know
welcome.
You didn't win anything. That's not the fun bit. Fun bit's winning it and you didn't. But there's the you scratchy.
Just your luck.
My one won. I got one. My one won. Just FYI. So these are fun things you can use in your listener in your own little birthday cards if you want to. On your birthday, don't forget to set goals that are sky high and spend the rest of the year miserably trying to build a rocket to get there.
Oh, my God. That's so angry.
Yeah. Lots
but no
of exclamation
one sets
marks
goals
after that.
On their do you set goals on your birthday?
I don't think so. New Year's Eve, usually you set some goals.
Come on. If this woman could just
get better
work
at writing
out
birthday cards, that's mine.
That should
goal.
Be hers.
You're a really hard individual to shop for, so I didn't get you anything. Happy birthday. That's kind of fun. Happy birthday.
Does any of them come with a gift or are they all just saying, guess what, you're not getting anything?
The article should be for when you didn't get someone a gift and you still get them a card. Happy birthday to the only person I would rescue in the event of a zombie apocalypse. It's not so funny, but it's just, you know, a nice thing to write. Real paranoid auntie that writes that.
Yeah, she's definitely not happening. Well.
I'm preparing a prepper.
She's so unwell.
If you were Jesus, today would be Christmas.
Well, that's, I guess, technically true.
Smart, good-looking and funny. But enough about me. Happy birthday. that's kind of funny. That's kind of cute.
She would say that. That's our magnet as well.
It is scientifically proven that people who have more birthdays live longer. I think that's fun.
It's true.
It's actually true. It's not so funny, but it is true.
I love when there's a truth in a card.
Yes.
You know, as like
hard truths.
That is true.
That is true.
The more birthdays you have had,
yes,
the older you are getting. Yes. And she's let us know that.
Yeah. I would like you, as you read that, to over-explain it like that. Like, really?
Yes. Just every syllable needs a moment.
Yeah. I think that's fun. That's what I'm here for, actually. Look it up. Put your hands up. That's me. That's me done. Right. Let's get you drunk that you end up believing it's my birthday.
Oh. So that says SD card for.
Oh, fucking hell.
Does it matter?
And buying me drinks all night? No.
Okay, so tell me that one again.
Okay. Right, let's get you so drunk that you end up believing it's my birthday and buying me gifts all night.
Wow, these aunties are so drunk.
So drunk. Happy birthday. Can you believe we used to think people our age were adults and that they had their life in order?
Is it an auntie saying that to their niece?
So. I don't think so.
We're not the same age, Auntie Deb.
I hate to tell you, Auntie Bev, we're not the same age.
Yeah, you're at least 35 years older than me.
I hate to tell you that.
I'm 21. You're really
old.
You've
got my whole life ahead of me. You don't.
Do you remember what I think? No, I don't remember, Bev. We're not sisters.
I actually don't remember. I don't remember that.
Because I wasn't there. Psychopath. In the 60s.
In the swinging 60s. Well done. You have still been alive for several years.
So what does that mean? You've still been alive for several years.
You've still been alive. I think you're still alive, so whatever.
And is it several years? Is it to a three-year-old?
Yeah.
It's a dreadful auntie.
It's a fun auntie.
Also, he can't read.
Can't read.
So that's just the mum reading that or the dad reading that going, I don't think she's okay.
I don't think she's all right.
No, and why does she hate him?
Why she hate him so much, for God's sake?
Well done. You've turned three.
Well done, for God's sake.
You're
big
the only
whoop.
Person who's ever turned three.
Wake up to yourself.
Oh, next.
Psychopath.
I'm not coming to your next one.
This is the last birthday I'll ever come.
Shit,
I'll never darken
everywhere.
Your doorway again. This place sucks. No drinks.
Serve the cake now or I'm leaving.
I go. I am done. Yeah, I don't know about those. So, you know, some of them I think are quite fun. Like some of them I think you could write in a birthday card as a drunk auntie and you kind of feel cool about it.
Yeah.
You feel fun.
What would you write? What's a drunk auntie one for you that you could write?
I think it'd be something about the gift, not having a gift. I think that's
you
kind
think
of fun
that's
to
fun?
Pull that away. Yeah, what would yours you think?
Mine would be quite cutting, like
right. You look your age or something like that.
Yeah, no, it'd be like I'm just picturing sending it to a 25-year-old and I'm like, you know, 65.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, when you were little, you thought you had it all worked out and now look at you, you're a dumb slut.
Something fun like that.
Just something fun.
Something relatable and something fun. You're not bitter and twisted.
Because kids always, like, they can be really rude to their aunties.
They can be rude to their aunties, actually.
Especially, like the single auntie. They'll say really mean things, like, why are you not married?
Where are your kids? Yeah.
Where are your kids? Or why do you leave?
Why did you leave?
Why did you leave?
Did you
gone?
Bore him like you bore
Where's
everyone
Uncle
else
Phil?
In your family?
Yeah, exactly. Uncle Phil, he was right to leave. You know, they'll say things like that.
Mean things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Auntie Mandy doesn't need to put up with that.
Mandy doesn't need that shit.
Mandy's sick. Auntie Mandy didn't even want to come to whatever this fucking gathering is. What
Auntie
do you
Mandy's
call it?
Tired.
Christmas. She didn't want to come to this.
She didn't want to come to this. She had some bumps over there chilling at home.
Oh, my God. And begging to be open at 10. She couldn't open it. She had to drive to this shit Christmas with you dumb kids who are always talking at her.
Always.
So she was
waiting till
Ella turned 25. And
have
she
a drink
thought,
with
here
Ella.
We go, Ella. I've got a card for you.
Yeah.
And then she wrote that.
Haven't got your gift, by the way.
That's and funny. Then you come in, the other fun drunk auntie, and says, guess what? I've come empty handed, suck shit.
Suck on my shit.
And Ella's like, I knew I didn't like you guys.
I've never liked you. You don't feel like my family anymore, to be honest.
And also, no
sad.
One to feel left. You guys are horrible.
Fucking Phil. Hey, write into us. We'd love to hear from you. DearDrunkAunties@gmail.com. If you want to be in a regular episode and send us one of your problems, you can also speak pipe us. You can watch us on YouTube every goddamn week.
Yeah, watch
if you want to do that.
I put lipstick on, so does Sam.
You look fantastic. I look fantastic
you
too.
You look really great.
Just all over the place, my lipstick.
Like you let Diggs put it on you.
Because we look fantastic and we always dress the same. Imagine that. We just dress exactly the same. 20s, 20s.
Oh, my God. You're just in the nude with just, the collar. I'll
yeah,
be like,
it's not nice.
This is weird,
yeah,
Sam.
And someone's walking me around.
With lipstick on.
Lipstick on. God, he looks good. He's a bit of a freak, but God, he looks good. I can't deny that. Cheers, Bron.
Cheers.